kļūstot par Latvijas pilsoni,
It's late October, and more than 40 people receiving Latvian citizenship give a solemn promise at a local migration office. They pledge their loyalty to Latvia and vow to abide by its laws. To become a Latvian national, an applicant needs to pass a test in Latvian and be familiar with the country's constitution, history and culture. Among the soon-to-be citizens is 23-year-old Andrej Šumers.
I need Latvian citizenship, mainly because of my work. I have to go on business trips to England, Ireland, and some other countries. I need a passport for traveling. Besides, my father-in-law lives in Ireland, and I want to visit him there.
Šumers was born in Latvia, but his Ukrainian parents moved to this country 30 years ago, when it was still ruled by the Soviet Union. But when it fell apart and Latvia regained independence in 1991, the then government pondered how to deal with more than 500,000 Russian speakers who had settled in Latvia during the 50-year-long Soviet occupation. Most of them didn't speak Latvian and had no historical memory of the country. Politicians established a non-citizen status as a solution, something between a stateless person and a citizen. It means an official passport, but not the right to vote and some other restrictions. Šumers' parents are among them, and because of that, Šumers says he was born a non-citizen too.
My parents only had to sign an application for me to become a Latvian citizen when I was 15. But they didn't do it, and we didn't actually think about it at the time. I need the Latvian citizenship now, and so I dealt with it myself.
There are around 200,000 non-citizens in Latvia now, or about 10% of the population. Studies show that most non-citizens don't apply for Latvian citizenship because they don't speak Latvian or they expect to automatically get a Latvian passport. The Latvian parliament recently voted to abolish the non-citizen status for those born from next year. Politicians believe that this will help unite society, though it will only affect fewer than 50 babies each year. Among those voting against the bill was parliamentarian Dagmara Beitnere-Legal. She fears the step will open up a Pandora's box of granting Latvian citizenship to more and more non-citizens further down the road.
People who choose to live in Latvia but don't acquire Latvian citizenship are in a comfort zone. They enjoy the same privileges as Latvian citizens and, furthermore, they don't need a visa to visit their relatives in Russia. It's not fair on the country where they've decided to live, raise their children and put down roots.
The government's move follows its decision last year to boost the use of Latvian in secondary schools. This means that the existing bilingual education in some schools will be stopped in 2 years. Russia criticized Latvia for the school reform and warned the country of worsening bilateral relations. Russia's international Kremlin-friendly media portrayed the move as an attack on local Russian identity. Here in Latvia, the pro-Russian opposition party called the Harmony, which voted in favor of granting automatic citizenship to newborns, is against the school reform. Here's parliamentarian Boris Tsilevich.
The idea to carry out integration by assimilation is an illusion. It's not the right approach, but a way towards marginalization. Nothing good will come out of it.
Since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014, Moscow has been continuously trying to use Latvia's local Russian-speaking community as a leverage to achieve its political goals. Mārtiņš Kaprāns is a researcher at the Institute of Philosophy and Sociology at the University of Latvia. He says the Kremlin is trying to cause division and resentment by spreading misinformation and false stories about Latvia, violating the rights of local Russian speakers.
The local Russian-speaking population has always been very inclined to consume the myth that someone promised them automatic Latvian citizenship shortly before the country regained its independence. I've studied the political documents from that time, and I haven't found anything about it. It was written, though, that the question of citizenship had to be decided in a democratically elected parliament later on.
Kapran says that Latvia's decision to grant an automatic citizenship to all newborns, along with the changes in schools, is a sign of a wiser integration policy. That said, he doesn't expect the flow of misinformation and fake news stories from Moscow to subside. Meanwhile, politics doesn't concern Andrej Šumers. Though he was unhappy growing up with a non-citizen status, he's now looking forward to holding his Latvian passport. And he hopes that many others like him will follow. Jadars Dielzis, DW, Riga.